Bixen Chazizo, Erev Yeruchim, with Big Bali Musa, they take out a very powerful lesson from this week's Parsha, a powerful lesson for life. Rather, it's good once to say over the story of Reb Simcha Zissel. Reb Simcha Zissel originally was a businessman, and it was a very successful businessman. And one time, one of his friends from Yeshiva saw him in the shuk, and he asked him, "Where are you going?" And he said, "He's going to do business." And he said, "You, Reb Simcha Zissel, I knew you when you were in yeshiva with me, one of the Knaka Bokhrim, you were mamish tops. I can't believe you're in the shuk and you're doing business." And Reb Simcha Zissel took it to heart. He closed down his business. He went into a room and he was makabel on him 2 6-hour seders straight a day. He locked himself in a room and he became Reb Simcha Zissel. Now, I'm not saying therefore you should lock your room for 6 hour seders, but if you lock your room to learn a little bit, it's good. And you see how a person, he could mamish change his life. He can go from one katze to a different katze. And he became a gadol in his oifen, his gadol b'musar, but someone who was mashpia and klal yisrael on a tremendous oifen. Why? Because he was lakhu musar. He took the Musar to heart. And in a dar where we see so many people that have changed their lifestyles in such an extreme way, it's really a message to all of us, a very deep message to all of us, the kreishas we have inside of us. But it's very important to know what we're up against in order to change and to grow. And that's what Reb Simcha Zissel boys in this week's parsha. He says we're talking about 12 Roshei Matas of Klal Yisrael, 12 Nesiim. We're talking about people that were not Pashuti Yidden. They were big Talmidei Chachamim. They were Choshev Tzadikim. And sometimes it's like a little bit hard for us to even talk about how they could do so bad because they were so Choshev and it's a Chil Hashem and a Gviser Oifen. Wow, such big Tzadikim did so bad. V'loizu Bulvad. The whole Klal Yisrael were Nimshach Achron. The whole Klal Yisrael means loads of Talmid Chachamim. Rashi says, Roishli Sanhedrois, Choshev Bnei Taira. We're going after the Chet of the Meraglim. And the question is, how could it be that so many people could be Nimshach after such a Chet? That's the Shaila of Reb Simcha Zissel. As Reb Simcha Zissel says along this, but in the Talei Oiris Sefer, a Likud Sefer on Ala Torah, he brings down from Reb Yeruchim, and it's a huge Yisoid. He brings down from Reb Yeruchim, Reb Yeruchim also says a Mahal in the Das Chochma Musa, but he brings down from Reb Yeruchim that when a Bachur came over to him and asked him, he answered him with a different Mahalach, and this is a Mahalach we want to focus in and take on as a big Yisoid in life. He said to him, just look at the Koyach of the Yetzirah. We underestimate the Koyach of the Yetzirah. We sort of like take it for granted. We think like, we're good, we can manage it. And we don't realize the Yetzirah is a tremendous Koyach. He really controls people. He goes into people and he can cause people to make big mistakes if you're not careful, if you don't learn Musa. And Rabbi Ruchum adds, at the end, after Hashem said that you're getting a oinish because you didn't want to go to Klal Yisrael, right away they say, okay, we're doing tshuva, we're going up. And Hashem says, don't go because you're going to get killed. And they go. He says, 3 minutes ago, Pachad Pradim, Oyvei, we can't go, our children, what's going to be with them? And now, such a switch, quick switch. Hashem says, don't go because you're going to get killed. And they're going, they're running. What happened? Haidapam. You see the koyach of the Yetzirah on a person. He can go 360 degrees in 1 second. Because the Yetzirah is Nikra Svoini. He's very dangerous. He's in our lathe, very deep. And he's playing with our most sensitive chords of our lathe, our most sensitive parts of our mayach. And he's putting different thoughts and different feelings that are very challenging. As the first limud is, very important to realize the sakana of the yetzer. What was this yetzer hara particularly? What was the chet that they did? The chet was the chet of lashon hara. They said lashon hara on Eretz Yisrael, and that lashon hara was goyrim in this week's parsha, Neza Pasik. After the Meraglim go, which rather the Ramban has a stamp, a Mahalach in the Parsha, he says the first time the Meraglim came, they spoke in front of Moshe. If you look, it says first he spoke in front of Moshe, and then it says Vayas Kolev, and there's a back and forth. Afterwards, it says that Mayetzi Dibas Aretz El Bnei Yisrael. Zog the Ramban, what they did was they went away from Moshe and they started talking to people personally. You know, you ever have those people that come over to you? I'm your good friend. I know what's good for you. Trust me. Trust him. And he gives you a lousy aid so that, you know, he has an negius in. You ever have that happen with you? They walked over to Klal Yisrael and they went one by one and they started talking. Eretz Yisrael's terrible. It's mamish, you can't get there. I'm telling you, it's pachat chadim. I really care about you. I really love you. I really mean the best for you. I'm your good friend. I've been with you for, trust me, I know what I'm talking about. You can trust me, right? Sometimes they even make a shvua to you, a promise. Yeah. Trust me. They went one by one. That's the koyach of Lashon Hara. The koyach going one-on-one and speaking to people and spreading negativity. Negativity, and what did it cause? It caused but tisa kol ha'am vayitnu es cholom vayivchu ha'am malayla ha'u. That night they cried. Now, you can't fake tears. There were guys there that if you would tell them, do you ever cry? You know those guys that say, me? I never cry. I got a heart of a rock. Me? I never cry. Over here, all these guys that were macho, tough, they're all bawling away. This is mamish the way Tisha B'Av is supposed to look, for real. They're mamish on the floor, they're crying like the worst bomb hit them in the world. Adhechan advar megiim, the koyach of Lashon Hara, the koyach of Diburim Royim, Tzayim Menayra. Zok the Rabbeinu Bahaya. He brings the Gemara in Taina, says, Laila Hu was Lel Tisha B'Av. What was Goyrim Golas Rishon, Golas Sheni, that we have now, is that Bechia from the Chet of Lashon Hara. And this is the Oimik of the Chafetz Chaim, that he went out and he wrote a Sefer Chafetz Chaim, because he saw the Begam of Lashon Hara. Now, you have to realize, Europe was a different world. What do we know of Europe? As we're Yeshiva Bachar, so what we know of Europe is Rebbe Kivegel, Xois, Reb Chaim. What do we know from Europe? We think that everyone over there was Reb Chaim Briskers, everyone over there was Reb Shimon and Reb Chanan. We think Europe was like, wow, everything was knocking away. Kiyodua, the fighting that went on between you. The Lashon Hara that went on was Ayim V'Noir before the Holocaust. And that's why the Chafetz Chaim put out a Sefer, because he saw what was going on. And after the Holocaust, the fighting that goes on between Yidden still needs a tikkun, because this is the tikkun that's going to bring the Gula. This is what caused two Korbanos in Klal Yisrael, and this is what's still being Merakid Banu. This Nakuda of Lashon Hara, of negativity, one to each other, and Eretz Yisrael, Nakadosh Baruch Hu, which means negativity towards Yiddishkeit. What's the koishi of Lashon Hara? Because what did I do? I just said something. We all know that's the Kaishi, but we don't realize how deep the Kaishi is inside of us. We all know, but we all do it anyway. We all don't care, because we all don't feel it. We don't feel it. It's just a Diba. And you see how powerful and how strong a Diba could affect. A Diba could cause damage. When people are Mesis against Yidden, they say bad against Loim De Taira. They say bad against people who are sitting and learning. People who are Haredim, it damages. It causes Saris, Sruris, and Klal Yisrael. It causes people to die. That's what's causing death. That's what's causing damage. We have to look at the world in a deeper light. It's very important. And that's what it says in the beginning of the parsha. Lama nismacha parshas Miriam leparshas Meraglim. Loi melucha she harishayim ha'lalu loi lakhu Musa. They saw Miriam spoke Lashon Hara and she was sent out. Ro v'loi lakhu Musa. As this is the Musar that we're supposed to take from the mice of the Meraglim, Ad Hayoim. But it's one of the hardest Musar to learn. Because our Midos, our feelings, our Yetzer Hara is very strong. It's a very delicate, it's a very Adin Nisayan. But it's a tremendous Nisayan. It is something we got to work on. Because if we don't, the damage is tremendous. As we see on Noshim Gdele, Klal Yisrael, the big people, what wound them? Words. How many words have destroyed marriages, have destroyed relationships between parents and children, have destroyed children that have gone off the derech? How many words have destroyed lives? Words are very powerful. Hachayim v'amoves biyad haloshem. That's the powerful lesson of this week's parsha, Parsha Shlach. Zog the beginning, Ro v'loi lachu Musa. I don't understand. What does it mean, loi lachu Musa? They didn't pick up a Mesilas Yesharim. They didn't have one. What does it mean, loi lachu Musa? Moshe Rabbeinu gave a Musa Shmuz, and they didn't hear Moshe Rabbeinu's Musa Shmuz. You know those guys by Musa Seder, they run away. You know, that's what it means, Lo Lachu Musa. There was no Musa Shmuz here. There was no Sifrei Musa here. What does it mean, Lo Lachu Musa? You know what it means, Lo Lachu Musa? There's a Musa from life. When you see Puranias in the world, how do you react? That happens. That's how some people react. You know, the world is a dangerous world. It happens. It happens. What does it have to do with me? That's how some people react. And then there are people that when they see Puranias in the world, they take it to heart. A dugma l'dovo. A dugma from a sakana gufni, but just l'sabra es ha'oizen. There was a father who was taking his children to cheder. He was riding on one of those electrical bicycles that the Bachurim have. You know, the ones they park every once in a while, your jacket gets caught, it rips, your pants. Yeah, the ones they tie and they put by yeshiva, you know. As there was a father, he took one son on the basket in front, one son on his lap, and his other son on the basket in back, and he was driving them to school, bringing them to cheder, a father. Yeah. Now, you could look at it, that's dangerous. Very dangerous. But if you ask the father, I'm a careful driver, it's not going to happen to me. If the father would see once a bicycle with a child that was hurt, he would never do it again. Hopefully. You have yeshiva bachurim and you watch how they drive sometimes. What do they tell you? You ask them, I'm a good driver. It's not going to happen to me. Yeah. even in basic sakana gufni, the Yetzirah comes and he blocks our brains. He builds a shield around us that Pasha, common sense, people don't have. That's the koyach of the Yetzirah. Kol Shekein, when it comes to Inyanei Ruchniyim, he builds walls upon walls that the Musar shouldn't get to you. Unless you're going to think about life and be mizbainim. You got to think. When people are mesis and they say bad things about Talmidei Chachamim, bad things about Bnei Torah, bad things happen, people die. Hagana is lost. People get killed. Because when there's asasa and there's bad words in Klal Yisrael against Hashem and His Torah and the people who are learning it, it's terrible. You have to be very careful. Zog de Zayir HaKadosh, something so powerful. And you don't have to be a Zayir of Kabbalah. It could be like a regular Medrash Rabbah, B'Shem Reb Shimon. But if it comes from the Zayir, everyone perks up. A Zog de Zayir, the Chet of the Meraglim, there's no Chet of saying Lashon Hara on a piece of ground. As, what's the Chet? They said about Eretz Yisrael. It's a bad aretz, it's a cheles yeshveh. Like, what's the chet of talking about the ground? Zug desire, it wasn't they were talking about the ground. They were talking about Eretz Yisrael, the land of Hashem, and they were talking about Hashem. When you say Hashem's land is bad, whoa, that's bad. When you say Hashem can't overcome the tzaras that are around us, it's too strong, Hashem can't take care of it, that's Lashon Hara on Hashem. As that was the oimik of the chet of what they did. They said Lashon Hara. When you hear people say that different things about Hashem, talking about Hashem, that's the oimik of the chet of the Meraglim. And you know, sometimes people don't say it. But sometimes people feel it in their heart. That's the oimik of the chet of the Meraglim. And that was the oimik of the Lashon Hara, of what was going on. Because when people hear things about Hashem, about Yidden, about Talmidei Chachamim, it really makes an impact. You know, you don't realize how subtle it is, but it goes in. That's why you have to be very careful what you're reading, what you're hearing, who you're listening to, what words are you, what are you watching, because words make a difference. Words affect the way you look at the world. Words are not just words. Words, what they mean are, they are affecting your hashkafas achayim. They're affecting the way you look at the world. That's why words are so powerful. It's not what he said. It's the meaning behind what he said and how it affects you as a person in the way you're dealing with life. That's the chsarin of Lashon Hara. That's the oimik of the damage of Lashon Hara. And it's a tremendously misukan thing. It could take people that are tzaddikim gemurim, that a couple of minutes ago were in big madrigas, steiging, waxing, and the Meraglim come and they do a good job and they changed the whole ruach. They took a matzah, steiging, aliyah, cracking, and they turned it into everyone's bawling. How are we going to Eretz Yisrael? And choshev people they got to. You think I'm a choshev guy, I'm a big piker. This is not going to happen to me. No, you got to be careful. Oh. Because that's a powerful limud for us. The lemaisa of the limud is be very careful. Where we're taking our information in from. Who we talking to. People say, like, I go to different places for Shabbos and they start talking to me about different things. Should I go? Should I not go? Maybe you shouldn't. If people, you didn't go, you didn't ask him to give him all your hashkafas. If you come to someone's house and he starts telling you all his hashkafas, maybe not. especially if his hashkafas are not kefi the ruach of Torah. Of course, he thinks they are, and of course, v'chule. Yeah. You have to be very careful. There are meals where you go to people and they make fun of people. They take sometimes even chashve tamid chachamim, sometimes rabbanim, and they really speak bad about them. Sometimes magidei shurim, sometimes mashkichim, sometimes rosh yeshivas, and sometimes even avreichim that are sitting and learning in yeshiva, and they really rip them to pieces. You have to be very careful. It has a tremendous hashpah. You want to keep yourself rein. You have to keep yourself clean from the hashpah of Lashon Hara, because it's a very powerful mashpia. It's mashpia ma'ay ma'ay. They're speaking Lashon Hara, hearing Lashon Hara. And there is no one that's above and beyond. I used to think when I was younger, this is not going to affect. It really did. This is not going to affect. We're too strong. It's not going to get to us. We have too many people that are seeing. And I got older. And I see it really affects. And then I learned the parsha and I chapped. It could affect Doilim B'yoysa. Because words affect. You have to be very careful. Who are you listening to? Where you're getting hashpa from? Very important. So we're saying you should lock yourself into a room? No. You should talk to people. Just find the right people to talk to. You should be friendly with people. I need a chill after night seder. Of course. But chill with the right people. Don't chill with people that are going to put you in a deep freezer when it comes to Yiddishkeit for life. They're going to damage you. Be very careful. That's the powerful lesson of how careful we have to be. That is the chet that was caused the galus we're in now, the Chafetz Chaim says. And after the Sefer, the Chafetz Chaim, Sheteda, he made a massive improvement. And by many Yidden, it's so much better. The Chafetz Chaim didn't accomplish. No, he accomplished the flies. But it's not perfect. We still need work, every one of us. It's something which is still an Nisayin Gadol, which is Merakid, and it's one of the hardest because we don't realize the effects. As how important it is to be careful. Okay. That's Be'inyan Lashon. The Zohar adds one more knech. The Zohar says they were about to go to Eretz Yisrael, and what happened? What happened was there was the Chet Amraglim, and they didn't go to Eretz Yisrael. Zog de Zoyer, that's a remez for our dar before we go to Eretz Yisrael, before Mashiach comes. There's one more time going to be the Nisayin of the Amraglim. We're going to have in the world a lot of people being Mesis, Kneged Yidin, Torah, Avodas Hashem. And we see it mamish b'chush. It's unbelievable, the words of the Zohar, how it's being miskadal all across the world. The anti-Semitism, the bad, and in the Yidden themselves, one group against another group. It's ayim v'noira, especially by the Erev Rav. As you have to be so careful to lift yourself up, to look at people in a positive light, in a good light. Even though we're saying you should be careful from people, but still, the good people, Nebuch, their Ki'ilu, have an Asayim that they're falling in, have to be careful from them. I look at them in a positive light. I'm not going to knock them. I'm not going to call them terrible people, but I'm going to be careful. I have to know what to be careful from. Very important. You have to be careful from the avir that's in the world, the ruach that's in the world of liberalism, of do what you want, don't listen, just do what you want, say what you feel, say all the dvarim ha-mushchasim b'yayser. Those nakudas, we have to be so careful, it shouldn't be mashpiyahs. And that's one of the big nakudas that we have to make a tikkun. Be'ez Hashem, we can make a tikkun. And when we make a tikkun, we'll bring the gula. Zog de Zohar, what did they say? You can't make it to Eretz Yisrael. It's too hard. Tug Desire in the last door, they're going to say, you can't make it to Olam Haba. It's too hard. You can't make it to Yemais HaMashiach. It's not for you. It's too hard. That's going to be the words. And those words are going to go very deep into people. They're going to feel, me, I can't. I'm not holding there. I do so many things wrong. I'm not right. And that's going to be the avodah, to have the emun and the bitachon in Hashem. Hashem's going to help us. If we want, and if we try, and we try to do what we can, as Hashem's going to help us, we're really going to make it. And just like then, there were two people, Yeshua of a color, that stood up against Klal Yisrael, Bisman Hazeh. We could have many feeder that will stand up and hold strong. And there are many. And all of us could be for them. That's chizuk in understanding the depth of the damage of Lashon Hara, to be careful from it, how it affects us in our lives, and to realize we could be mitgaber, you know, maybe we can't be perfect, but we could make big improvements if we really want it, and it's very important. And the other nekuda, ro v'lachu v'osam, the lesson in life, which is such a powerful lesson. When things happen, grunias happen, we must take musr. We must realize what we do affects. To finish off, it's a very famous Hasidic shabbat, b'niyeh b'neinu k'chachovim. One of the biggest gam of the Meraglim was, they said, we're worthless, we're like chagovim. Because it's a chesidah pshat. It's not the pashat pshat in the pasik, but either way it's a choshev yisrael. That when people look at themselves like that they're not choshev, what I'm doing doesn't make a difference, as then they're not careful. The Yetzirah has a big Pesach inside of them. It's very important to know what you're doing makes a difference. Hashem's watching, Hashem sees, and what you're doing is going to affect you. That level of lochu musa, to take it in the lay, just like when you see a sakana gufni and you make an emotional mark, I gotta be careful. If you saw someone that was driving an electric bicycle and he comes in the next day and his leg is broken and buchule, okay, you get a little bit more careful. If you saw someone that's buchule, drove and you got in an accident and you heard what happened, he was speeding, you get careful. As let's learn from Klal Yisrael, from the Chet of the Meraglim and the Chet of Miriam. In a ruchniistic sense, there are people that speed too. There are people that do dangerous things. And we have to be loikeach musa to ourselves, to have guards, what we have to be careful for. Now, yudei zeh, we could be careful, and we could go in the right derech, and be mis'ala and mis'raimim together. That's the powerful renewal of this week's parsha for life. And it's still very negayah to all of us in life. One more thing I forgot to mention, family politics and yeshiva politics. Over there, the Lashon Hara is the worst. Or if you work, job politics, neighbor politics, monetary. Over there, the Lashon Hara is the worst because the midas are so strong. Because there is what to work in with Hashem's help. Hashem is going to help us. Rabbi Ruchim says, we have the Meraglim, and we have Klal Yisrael that was so high, and they went down. But on the other hand, in Naftoira, we have Rochav HaZoyna, the Zoyna of the world. She was Miss Kilu America, Miss the World. She was Kilu, the most prettiest, the biggest Zayin in the world. And she went to what? To being Ishtar Shel Reb Yeshua. Ki'ilu, like with Dov Landau married, I don't know who's the big shiksa this man has there. I hope no one knows too, but it would be like, what? I can't believe it. It would make yeshiva news right away. You heard who Rav Dov Landau married? What a shidduch. Now you have to speak to that shop. Yeah, what a shidduch. But you see what a person can grow when he's careful. What happened? She heard about Yitzias Mishrayim. Sakhir of Yeruchim, she was raw v'lachum musar. You're raw v'loy lachum musar. You could take Nesiyim down the drain. Hacha inam kelev lo'ilom haba. Raw v'lachum musar. Rachav Hazayna, she heard about Yitzias Mitzrayim. She didn't say, wow, that's amazing. No, she took it to her leave. She changed her life. And what happened? She became the Rebbetzin. Rebbetzin Kanievsky she became. What a switch. We all could do the same. The question is, lachu musar in life. Very important. Yaza, we should take the musar, the miskado, the sakin, the chatayim, the klal Yisrael. We should all be zeicha to the gula, because